This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. So, Senator Tracy McCreary is a longtime friend of the show. She joins us now. Senator, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. How have you been?
Things are good. Things are really good. The Senate got started early January and got down to business really quickly. I'm just not exactly sure the business that the Missouri State Senate is up to is, what the vast majority of Missourians want us to be focused on.
Yeah. Flesh that out for us. Tell me about it.
Well, it seems like a lot of the legislation that is moving, whether it's through the committee or making it to the floor of the Senate or the House, is driven by corporate interests rather than things that, you know, our neighbors want us to be focused on. So one of the issues that I'm really focused on is I've heard loud and clear, and my colleagues heard loud and clear, that Missouri families are struggling to make ends meet, and I am being very conscientious about pushing back on legislation that would raise prices on Missouri families. And we have a big kind of omnibus, all-encompassing piece of utility legislation that quite simply would raise utility rates for our neighbors, but also for businesses that are in our community, businesses of all sizes. And I just want to, you know, make sure that your listeners know that there are legislators out there that are very sensitive to the impact that it would have on their ability to pay their bills.
That's so interesting, because my sense was that on the national level and probably on the state level as well, that the Republicans were running based on Joe Biden has ruined the country and inflation and no one can afford to buy eggs and bacon. And that would seem to be very kitchen table issues, but that doesn't seem to be what they're actually doing.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I have no control what happens at the federal level, but what I do have some input on is what happens here in the state of Missouri. And, you know, this is a nonpartisan issue in the state of Missouri. There are both Republicans and Democrat elected officials that know that Missourians are struggling to pay their utility bills while costs of everything else continue to rise.
Well, too, the interplay between federal and state, I'm sure you've seen that the Republican budget that came out today looks to slash Medicaid and food aid by a lot. So it looks like some of our most vulnerable people are the ones kind of taking it in the shorts.
Exactly. And even before the announcement today, we know that over 170,000 homes are behind on their Ameren electricity bills. That's 170,000 of their customers. And so we have to look at all of these things together. We need to make sure that people have access to basic health care. People need to be able to keep their lights on, their heat on. They need access to clean water. And, you know, we as elected officials have to look at all this. And in the state of Missouri, we must have the will to do what's best for our neighbors.
Tracy, what is it like? I hate to just keep talking about the federal side because I know that this is a call about the state and about the Senate, but it seems to me that the Republicans in D.C. are terrified of Donald Trump, which is why a lot of them are making the decisions that they are. Is there a sense of that in the state of Missouri when it comes to the legislature, or is it based upon, no, they really do hold these opinions?
Well, we're a little bit removed from that. Luckily, we're kind of geographically a good distance away from D.C. shenanigans. But, the situation with the federal government from, President Trump on down, no one really knows for sure what is going to happen. There are for sure going to be thousands of jobs lost here in the state of Missouri. And when those jobs are lost, that means there are going to be families struggling to, keep up with their bills, pay their mortgage, pay their utility bills, put food on the table. This uncertainty is causing a lot of anxiety for Missourians. And that is not just, it's not just Democrats who are having anxiety. There are a lot of Republicans in the state of Missouri that are very, very anxious right now. And, there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars in economic activity lost. And, there could be decades of progress on research, things like cancer research that will be gone as well. So there's just a lot of anxiety out there right now. And as a state senator, we just have to, do the best that we can here in the state of Missouri over the things that we have some control over.
Talking to Senator Tracy McCreary, Senator, other than the issues we've spoken about, what's on your desk that you really want to try to get accomplished for this session?
Well, there are a lot of things I am focused on. Last November, Amendment 3 passed. Amendment 3, just a reminder, ended Missouri's total abortion ban and put reproductive rights in Missouri's Constitution. I, along with my other colleagues, the Senate Democrats, are committed to supporting the will of the voters on that. Reproductive rights is now in Missouri's state constitution, and I believe that the legislature has a duty to uphold the will of the people. So that's a big thing for me. And also, probably the biggest thing, quite honestly, I should have mentioned this first, mm-hmm. is the only obligation really that the legislature has each year is to put together a balanced budget and send it to the governor. And we are in a bit of a fiscal predicament right now here in the state of Missouri. So, big picture, we've got inflation up, revenues coming into the state are flat, and some economists are predicting that our revenues are even going to be going down. Some of that federal one-time money that we had that was around during COVID and post-COVID, that one-time money is expiring, and we still have a lot of obligations that need to be paid for. So the budget for the next fiscal year in the state of Missouri is most likely not going to have any room for new items, and I suspect we're going to have to retire some one-time programs. So there's going to be pain felt all over the state of Missouri.
So you talked about the governor. I'm a big fan of yours. I've always thought you were very smart and very reasonable. I'm also very fond of Governor Kehoe. How do you get along with him?
Get along great with Governor Kehoe, who part of that is there's a very special bond, I think, with elected officials that have served in the state Senate together. He used to be a senator, and then he presided over the state Senate when he was lieutenant governor. He is a very thoughtful, considerate governor. He was walking the halls the other day. Just, you would have thought he was just a normal citizen being a tourist in the state capitol. So he's definitely very accessible and available to talk. And I do believe that some of these problems facing the state can be solved if we can all get together in a room and come up with some solutions and compromises.
Well, I wish you luck. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day and a great weekend. My son Nick sends his best to you.
Oh, he's marvelous. You raised a good son.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
She's awesome.
That's good.
I love her.
Cool. I'm kind of fascinated by the, just, isn't it great to hear complimentary things from one person in one party to another person in another party?
So wonderful.
Like, more of that.
Like, real grown-ups.
Yeah. More of that, please.
Well, it helps when you have people like Tracy and Governor Kehoe.
Well, yeah. Those two are reasonable people. Right. Yeah. And there are, unfortunately, a lot of unreasonable people that like to sit at the far ends of their parties and just stir things up.
Yeah. Let's talk a little baseball for the rest of this segment.
What would you like to talk about?
Just sort of the, okay, I said something to you at lunch today that, and I said this to Nick last night, and I said, look, I don't know if this even makes sense. I'm not even sure what I mean by it, but if whether we have Arenado or not, we're going to have a bit of a diminished team. We have a team that some may view as young and mediocre. What I don't want is to have that and to play scared, boring baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what I want Oliver to do. I just want him to be aggressive and have some fun.
Yeah, he's already talked about that. Like, he really, you know, and sometimes I roll my eyes at major league managers because we've heard this from major league managers. We've heard Mike Matheny would say it a couple times. And a couple times they meant it and it worked, and other times it doesn't. But, like, we're going to play hard. We're going to play aggressive. They want to steal more bases is something they're talking about. They do actually have the capability of certain guys doing that, right? Mason Winn could steal more bases. He runs very well, but he hasn't proven himself as a base stealer. So if he shows an aptitude that he's getting better at reading the pitchers and getting better jumps, that can translate into opportunities. And, you know, Lars Nootbaar can run, and Donovan's a selective runner. If Victor Scott makes the team, Victor Scott can be that. You know, Siani's not the same level as Scott, but he can run a little bit too. I mean, there are guys that can do that. And even some of the guys you don't think of, like Wilson Contreras runs okay. You know, Jordan Walker runs pretty well for a big man. His speed is above average. Now, again, base stealer, not necessarily, but there's more to base running than stealing bases. There's the guy going from first to third on a base hit, scoring from second on a single, scoring from first on a double. You know, like those taking those extra bases is something that can be just as much a part of that. And it can be more than just base running, right? Because how many things can you say we're going to be aggressive about? Well, you can be aggressive with how you play matchups in your lineup, right? And so if I had a complaint at times last year about the Cardinals, it was I didn't think they were aggressive enough in putting together a bench that would support their starting lineup. In other words, they can't play the matchups as well. So if you have guys that don't handle left-handed pitching very well, but you have other people who can do that, be more aggressive with how you do that. Be more aggressive with how you play the percentages, because that aggression can be more productive than stealing more bases, right? Being more aggressive with pitching changes. Don't if a guy's struggling, go get him early and get to the bullpen. And don't be afraid to do this. So there's a lot of ways that aggression can play out with how you manage a game. Yes, some of it is stealing bases, putting on hit and runs and things like that, but that's only one small part of it. How aggressive are you going to be when it comes to how your pitchers attack opposing hitters? I know, are you going to come right at them? Are we going to see more fastballs? Are we going to get working on those fastballs up in the zone that other teams have mastered that the Cardinals really haven't gotten into? There are plenty of ways that they can take that energy and put it onto a game plan. And I think the one I want to see the most is the aggressiveness in playing matchups. Like, if you are in a spot, and this is where it gets a little dicey, right? But if you're in the fifth inning of a game and you've got bases loaded, one out, and Nolan Gorman's coming up and the other team brings in a left-handed pitcher to face him, go get a right-handed bat from the bench, because that could be the game right there. It might not be, and it might bite you in the butt in the eighth inning when you don't have Nolan Gorman against a righty. But there's a spot where the game can change. That righty comes in, he hits a double in the gap, now you're up three runs. That changes everything that follows in that game. And that's just an example of it. So if you want to look at teams that do that well, Tampa Bay has done that well over the years, where they almost, some people will joke that, and even the Dodgers did this for a while, they won't need more because their team's kind of loaded. But if you look at the Dodgers, they have almost two different lineups, right? They have the top four or five spots, and they're going to stay the same. They're not changing any of that. The guys after that are interchangeable, and they do that. It's almost like a hockey line change at times, where there's a spot in the middle of the game. Maybe it's the fifth inning, maybe it's the seventh inning, but there's a spot where you almost just flip to a whole new group of guys in the bottom part of that order. Detroit did it all last year during the last 2 months when they made a run to make the playoffs, where they would be super aggressive with using those things. I would love to see the Cardinals do that. I think you can squeeze out a few more wins that way. And yeah, you know what? Again, there's risk. It's not perfect. It doesn't always work. But if you want to be aggressive and take the initiative on things, that's one of the ways you do it.
Well, I know that Oliver Marmol, as every coach does at some point, took a lot of criticism for his pitching changes. What did you think?
I think he does okay with that. Every manager, Tony La Russa used to get crap for that. Like, every manager is going to have their pitching decisions second-guessed. And that's normal. That's fine. And it's not even unfair. It's fair because sometimes it doesn't work. La Russa would always tell us, like, it's a great decision when it works, and when it doesn't work, it's a bad decision. And that's really it. Like, he goes, but your logic, your process is what people need to understand. Why are you doing this? And there are times there are things that we don't know. So we might not know, wow, man, you know what? Romero's not available today. He's got a little stomach bug. And they don't advertise that pregame because they don't want the other team to know it, because that'll change how they do things. We may not know, and we're like, why is Romero not in there? This is stupid. Why are they going to John King instead? Well, because there's something we don't know. Like, those things are normal. I think he does okay managing the bullpen. I think they did a pretty good job with that last year. And look, I'd like to see over on an organizational level, this is not as much about him as it is the whole team, that when a starting player, when a starting pitcher is struggling, somebody else takes that opportunity. They don't get to struggle for 3 months. They don't get to struggle for that long. We got to do something. The younger guys should get more leash. And I'm talking about this year, not in general. This year, the younger guys get the leash, and the older guys, especially the ones in final years of contracts, they get the short leash.
That makes a lot of sense. So imagine if you could make $500,000 in retirement savings feel like $1 million, or $1 million feel like $2 million. And at first, I didn't understand that logic from financial and tax architects, my client, but now I do. Because, as I keep saying, you have two jobs in retirement. One is to put the money away. The other is to take it out and then utilize it, whether it's, you know, spending it or it's putting it into another investment vehicle. That's something that we can help you out with. We can tell you all about taxes. We can tell you all about Social Security. We can help you to plan out how you're going to pay for your health care costs. Everything that you worry about, and some that you don't even know you should be worrying about when it comes to retirement, we are going to cover in great detail in our Retirement Planning 101 classes, which are held a couple times a month at libraries and colleges around town, put on by a fiduciary from financial and tax architects with decades of experience. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's professional, but it's laid back. You're going to have a good time. Bring a notebook. You're going to take a lot of notes. And I promise you two things. After 3 hours, you're going to walk out of there with so much more knowledge than you walked in with in only one evening. Secondly, no one's going to make you feel awkward. It's not a timeshare thing. No one's going to give you a hard sell to do anything at all. It really is a seminar. And then you can make your decisions from there. It costs you absolutely nothing. We would ask that you bring 3 canned goods that we're going to give to St. Louis Crisis Nursery, but that's it. All you have to do is call and reserve your space. 314-350-8110, 350-8110 for financial and tax architects, 350-8110. I don't know if this makes sense, but this is one band I never liked because I didn't think I was smart or cool enough. It just, they always seemed like this is for smart, cool, emo kids, and I'm more of like a pop guy. I just didn't get it.
I'm sure they'd love to have you if you wanted to join the fandom, Dave.
I don't know. They never...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Called.
I always just didn't like it.
Yeah. It was weird.
Boring.
It is. I mean, they are definitely strange.
Yeah. Avant-garde.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do fast food news.
Okay. Let's see. We only have a little bit of time here, so let's get to the good stuff. Cracker Barrel is adding new Oreo stuffed cheesecake pancakes.
Yeah, let's go.
I just got diabetes.
Crispy edged buttery pancakes layered with creamy cheesecake filling and topped with crumbled Oreo cookie pieces, whipped cream, and a drizzle of chocolate. Served with two eggs and a choice of either thick cut sliced bacon or smoked sausage. All for a suggested starting price of $12.49.
Can I tell you the genius there? Yeah. Crispy edged.
Oh.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
Cheesecake pancakes are pretty first rate.
Never had one.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
I'm kind of a plain pancake guy.
Yeah, I mean, those are great too. Don't get me wrong. But those sound pretty awesome.
Ben & Jerry's is churning out a new chocolate-covered strawberry ice cream just in time for Valentine's Day. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of Valentine's Day, just a reminder, Papa John's has heart-shaped pizzas returning for Valentine's Day. If
people
you need
love
some
those.
Dinner tonight, you can expect to pay around $11.99 for one topping heart-shaped pizza. And let's do one more. 7-Eleven is offering a free Slurpee every Friday in February of 2025. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
Wait, I can go there every Friday this month? For free?
They're calling it Free Slurpee Friday.
I'm sure there's no catch.
Bro.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Get your barf bag ready. We're in for a wild ride.
Oh. Uh-oh. Let me give you...
Cross-examine me, Rachel.
What do you mean by a barf bag, Dave?
Dang it.
Let me give you a forecast in this studio. Okay. It is 98 degrees.
Oh,
am I wrong?
Sweltering. It's miserable in here.
It's like
a sweatshirt was a
nappy
bad choice.
Nap time.
Yeah.
Woo, it's bad.
I've worked in those conditions before. It's not fun.
Oh, man, that's rough. So tell us about it, Dave.
Okay. Couple of things going on. First of all, our next system coming out of the southwest is late tonight after midnight and during the day tomorrow. Periods of rain. It's all rain. We're above freezing tonight. We're above freezing all day tomorrow. Could even be a spot thunderstorm non-severe tomorrow. 45 for the high. Remember that 45 because that will be the warmest day we'll see in about 10 days at least. There's a clue for you.
Yeah.
Saturday night, it's the tail end of this system. Rain in the evening, a mix of rain, sleet, and wet snow. After 10 o'clock, it's windy. We're going down to 25. Less than an inch accumulation Saturday night. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's windy and it's cold, 27 for the high. Feel colder than that. That's not the real cold air coming in, though. Sunday night, clouds, very cold, 11 degrees. Monday for President's Day, mostly cloudy, 21 for the high. Then, as this cold air gets established, there's going to be a little wave of low pressure come, actually two of them, come into the bi-state region. We're going to see some light snow Monday night, probably some minor accumulations possible with that. Then another shot of snow Tuesday night, maybe into early Wednesday morning. That one's going to have very high snow ratios. It's going to be a very dry air. Even though it's cold, it will have enough moisture from the Gulf to work with. So I'm anticipating an accumulating snow Tuesday night. Amounts way too early for that, but we're going to see a fair shot of accumulating snow Tuesday night. Then, as that system goes by, the bitter cold air comes in. We're talking daytime highs in the teens, especially if we get snow on the ground Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday morning, we're going to go below zero, and we're going to threaten a record low temperature of -3. That's Wednesday morning. Thursday morning, the record low is -4. We could threaten that one, too. This air will be colder than the January cold. There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Man. I'm going to come out and stay with you and Janice.
We just had 2.71 inches of rain.
Yeah, tell me about that. Mm. What is that like?
That was a great rain for us. We had a little thunder, a little bit of lightning. Most of the real problems up around the burn scars of the Pacific Palisades fire and the Altadena fire, because there's no vegetation left. So when you get rains like that, and some of those rains in the foothills were 7-8 inches of rain. So you get these rivers of mud that come down the hills.
Those poor people.
Yeah.
You know what? You really feel awful for them. I mean, we've all been in rotten weather, destructive weather. But when you get hit by a fire and everything goes away, and then like 3 weeks later, you get hit by mudslides and heavy rains.
And you know what? A lot of people, not anymore because it's out of the news, but when it was going on, a lot of people were saying, cry me a river, a bunch of rich people, whatever, they're going to be fine. And a lot of them will, but not everyone was rich. But even the rich...
No, not at all.
But even
not at all.
Even the rich ones, I don't care how rich you are, if your house burns down with every earthly possession and it's going to take you 3 years to rebuild and then you get rivers of mud, that's terrible.
Right. It is. It's absolutely terrible. You're absolutely right. Now, the super rich who got hit by this, especially in Malibu, they probably have two or three other homes to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel bad for them.
Sure. Yeah.
I have a weather question for you, Dave.
Okay.
You said
what do you mean by that, Rachel?
You said we have like low pressure coming in Monday or so. Do we have what causes that?
Causes a low pressure system?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the way weather systems move. They alternate between high pressure and low pressure. And usually that variation comes with a front, warm front, which we had kind of coming through right now, and a cold front. So they all kind of work together. They interlock like a jigsaw puzzle.
Is there a way where you're like, okay, we just had this, so this one must be coming next? Is that how it works?
Typically, yeah, you have to track both highs and lows. A lot of times for us, if I know how the high pressure is moving, then I'm going to have a pretty good idea of how the low pressure is going to move. And we measure it by a barometer. And if you don't have a barometer at home, you really should have one.
Well, I can visualize 10 degrees. Mm-hmm. I can't feel minus four.
Yeah,
I'm sure I felt it in my life, but
yep, you absolutely
not,
have.
Not many times.
It's pretty cold. Right. It's the kind of cold where you're just like, when is this going to end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like walking from your car to house, bitter cold.
Uh-huh.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys see that Donald Trump hung his mugshot outside of the Oval Office?
Oh, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, along a hallway near the Oval Office. It's his booking photo, which shows him scowling and looking directly at the camera. This was the first mugshot, I believe, because he has two, right? Or just the one?
Yeah. One, two. Who's keeping count?
I thought he had a couple. But maybe there was like a fake one I saw. I don't know. Okay, chocolate has its price on Valentine's Day. Cocoa is making hearts shudder, not flutter, because the price of cocoa beans has skyrocketed. It's increased dramatically over the past few years, impacting producers and consumers alike. Factors such as climate change, disease, and social issues have contributed to the rise in cocoa prices. But despite the financial strain on chocolate companies, many are still hopeful that prices will stabilize in the future.
Okay, I'm not being cute here.
Okay.
When is the last time you remember, like on a national level, really good news? When's the last time you remember something where, as a nation, we go, oh, hey, all right. It just seems like it's been, maybe because we just went through a campaign and everyone's crapping on everyone else, but it just seems like all the news, I don't even think about good news. When I watch the news, it's just like, what bad news are you about to get me?
Yeah. Well, good news doesn't sell.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's definitely that, and obviously the way we're set up, good news for one part of the population is bad news for the other and vice versa.
See what your boy Bill Burr said about billionaires?
No, what did he say?
Let me get it here. I took a photo of it. It was typical Bill Burr.
He's my fellow Ginger. We could be related.
Hold please.
Did he say it with a lot of curses?
Yes. That's why we're not playing it. He basically said that billionaires should be taken out and drawn and quartered.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. They should pay their damn taxes, though.
That's Bill Burr. That's our guy.
I'm pretty sure he's making a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah. He's in that tax group, though, that he's actually paying his taxes. You know, like there are, you know, the millionaires are the ones that get that probably take the biggest hit as far as the largest percentage of dollars and lots of it. It's these guys that pretend that they don't earn anything and then they just take out loans against what they have in stock and then it makes it look it's all a shell game. Yeah. So that's how Bezos can pay like 3% tax over a 10-year period.
So I wanted to find a good news story for Dave Glover.
Mm.
And I found one. Invasive murder hornets are wiped out in the U.S., according to officials.
Wow.
So we had to worry about that for a time.
Dude.
You know, they were popping up during COVID, and it was like, we have to deal with murder hornets while we're worried about getting sick. Now they're gone. We don't have to worry about these guys anymore.
There you go.
Dude, those things are nasty.
What happened to them?
They hunted them down. I'm not even kidding. They did. They hunted them down.
Yeah.
How do you hunt a hornet?
I don't know. They just figured
Look
out. Like
the
they
nest.
Get they would
go
get reports
nest.
From people, and then they would go to those places, and they would just like search everywhere and murder them. You got to murder the murder hornets
up against the wall.
When Nick and I were, we did a 4-day hike in the Grand Canyon and camped out with like a guide when he was 13, and they're like, "Hey, if you have to pee." You know, you have the whole desert to do it. But be careful, because there are these things and these things. And they said, beware of tarantula hawk hornets.
Yeah.
And they're hornets that are so big, they eat tarantulas.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty nasty looking, too. They're not deadly or anything, but they're...
It'll ruin your day.
I was going to say, I'm sure it hurts a lot.
Dave, I don't know if you have any desert out there that you guys hike in or anything, but when my brother lived in Tucson, we went for a hike. He was in an apartment building that backed up to the Saguaro National Desert, and we went at dusk, and you could see tarantulas just scurrying like from the one hole to another.
Really?
We have rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes are the
tarantulas don't work. They don't bother me.
You're crazy.
Well, they're big, and you can see them, like, you know.
What if you woke up and there was one on your chest?
I'd flick him off.
Oh, boy. I wish Andrew was here. He'd be so mad right now.
I mean, it can't kill me.
Dave, Andrew has been so sick the last 2 days he's been out. He has lost 15 pounds.
Sounds like food poisoning. Sounds like what I went through.
Yeah.
Really does. And that's, I did that in 2 days. It lasted 5 days, but I lost all the weight in 2 days.
Damn.
Got another good story for you, Dave.
Okay.
A West Palm couple in their hundreds are closing in on the U.S. record for the longest marriage. This is a good story for Valentine's Day. Harold and Sylvia Levine have been saying I do for 83 years and counting. They're both 102 years old.
Lord.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
What kind of arguments do you have after 83 years together?
You've covered it all.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, too tired to fight anymore.
Yeah.
Right. You don't listen anymore.
You can just punch each other and be like, whatever.
YouTube turns 20 years old today. That's pretty cool. Three former PayPal employees launched YouTube.com 20 years ago, originally intended as a dating website with the slogan, tune in, hook up. It's obviously gone in a very different direction. I love YouTube. I watch YouTube way more than I watch television TikTok or anything like that.
I never use it. I'm sure there's a world out there that I'm not accessing.
Oh, there's so many train videos, Dave.
Yeah.
Where you can just like watch a train. Like it's like, oh, here's a beautiful train in the countryside. And it's like you're sitting in the seat.
Rachel, that clock is ticking, by the way.
I think he's calling you old.
Oh, I got called a boomer yesterday. I'm used to it at this point.
Well, you called yourself a boomer. We didn't do that, agree.
No, Dave Glover called me a boomer. He goes, but that's because you're a boomer. And
oh,
it was
that's
like a
right.
knife
he
to
did
the
do
heart.
That, didn't you, Dave?
But I didn't remember. But notice I didn't argue with him. I'm like, all right, you're right.
In fact, it was initial pushback and then acceptance.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, I really have nothing
fair enough
to push back on. You want to do one more story?
Yeah.
TikTok has returned to the Apple and Google app stores. So if you were one of those people who deleted it to like not tempt yourself after you thought it was going to be banned, you can now re-download it.
Boy, don't you feel dumb if you're one of those people that paid $5,000 to get a phone
get
with
a phone?
It preloaded?
Yeah.
Because it had TikTok on it?
You deserve it.
You do, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too.
DGS, happy Friday. We have Bernie Miklas coming up at 4, and Wheels tells me there's some controversy in Jupiter, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, it might only be amongst the little group of us.
That's good.
But we're texting back and forth about it this afternoon because it's some...
That's good.
Some stuff. We'll tease you with this. Something that Ollie said this morning that has Bernie and me and Pauly, at the minimum, confused about how they're going to set up their lineup.
Well, if it makes the three of you guys confused, it's a pretty good topic.
Yeah, well, confused and or, in my case, probably Bernie's case, too, a little angry about it. Like, a little frustrated because it's... Because they'll be repeating a thing that they did poorly last year.
Yes. Which even I could see.
And they will... If this thing happens, and we'll bring it up with Bernie when we have him, if it happens, it's going to mean one of the players that you have that is... A good, talented, regular player that needs to get at bats will not be able to be in the lineup if they do it.
You have something on the Google Doc about the series Severance.
Yes.
I've been putting off watching it. It seems like a real commitment, but it looks cool. So tell me about it.
So what I wanted to ask you is a bigger question because it's in season two now, right? Season one was really good. It's funny, it's quirky, it's weird, but it's weird in a way that you kind of get where it's going, or at least you get, like, there's some subversive messages there about office workplace dynamics and how corporations treat employees and things like that. It was, and it's funny, like, there's some good stuff in it. And I mean, season two now, and I don't want to do any spoilers, I will not get any in at any plot points, but I'm at a point now where I'm teetering whether I'm going to hang on and stay with it.
Is it boring you?
Nah, it's more like... Like, it's getting more bizarre for the sake of being bizarre. And maybe there will be a payoff, but this is kind of what I wanted to ask you guys. When does a show at some point have to put up or shut up? Because I can't deal with bizarre for too long when it doesn't make any sense and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, people got on the series Lost, people bailed on that for that reason. I bailed on the show The Leftovers. Because after a while, it's like, are you going anywhere? I don't want to just be reliving the same fever dream every episode.
Remember how into the horror series From I was?
Yeah, yeah.
And it did the same thing. I watched two seasons of it, and it never gave you an inkling as to what the hell was actually going on, and I didn't go back for season three.
Right. At some point, there's got to be a payoff, right?
Yes.
Or at least a clear direction.
Yes. The crunch of thing, the ice is coming, the sun's zooming in,
meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin, engine stop running. Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.